This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A proposed railway project that would ship crude oil through the state faces new opposition. CPR's Sam Brash reports it comes from Republican commissioners in Grand County.
The 88-mile Uinta Railway would link Utah oil fields with the National Rail Network. That means new trains full of waxy crude along the Colorado River and other waterways. Local governments along the route, like Eagle County, have sued to stop the project, saying it imperils national climate goals and local water quality. Republicans in Grand County have now signaled their opposition in a letter to Governor Jared Polis. They want a plan for a potential spill. A spokesperson for the governor's office says it'll pass those concerns to the federal government. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Increases in the cost of housing in Colorado Springs are continuing to slow. Here's CPR's Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce.
The number of homes for sale in the Pikes Peak region was down in January, just like in past months. Fewer homes were sold, too. They're also spending longer on the market, 50 days on average. That's up from 41 in December and a low of only 10 in June. The median price for a single-family home did tick up, however, to $445,000, up from $441,000 in December. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
A couple accused of stealing money from older Coloradans in a tree trimming and home repair scam were indicted Wednesday on 51 counts by a grand jury. According to the indictment, Joseph and Amelia Tyler would cash victims' checks and leave the trimmings or home repairs unfinished. This is CPR News. It's 3:06.